Today, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is savoring what he's calling a victory in yesterday's parliamentary elections.
I see Canadians standing together, together in your determination to end this pandemic, together for real climate action, for $10 a day childcare, for homes that are in reach for middle-class families.
Trudeau called this snap election because voters gave his government high marks for handling COVID-19, but voters did not seem to approve of the move and gave him a slim victory, awarding him with a minority government and a parliament that looks like it did before. Chris Hall is here from Toronto. He's the host of the House CBC Radio 1's weekly politics program. And Chris, you've helped us on this before. So for those not glued to Canadian politics, these are parliamentary politics. Have I got it right in kind of the setup of how this came about?
That's right. Justin Trudeau forced this election because he thought he could win. He could get a majority. Instead of that, he ended up getting a minority. Now, the difference is a majority government, you get to push through your legislative agenda without having to rely on another party to do so. In a minority, he will have to continue to rely on one of the opposition parties to get his legislation passed. The other thing is, in this election campaign, the Conservatives, the official opposition now, actually got more votes. So in our parliamentary system, well, that's the equivalent, I guess, in a football game of one team getting far more yards on offense but still coming out on the short end of the score. So the country remains divided geographically, and the Liberal strength is in the cities of this country. He will have a lot of work ahead of him.
Actually, it feels a lot like our electoral college in the popular vote.
Yeah,
we'll
exactly.
Just put that aside. And let's hear a little from Trudeau's chief rival. This is the Conservative Party leader, Erin O'Toole, speaking last night after the party failed to win Parliament.
Mr. Trudeau thinks Canadians should endure 18 more months of divisive campaigning so he can try once again to get the election result he wants. We need to heal the divides in Canada, not risk worsening them.
And Chris, we're reminded, you know, this is a parliamentary government. Can they force Trudeau's hand in effect, they, you know, lose confidence in him and force him to call yet another election sooner than scheduled?
That's right. They could force an election, but I don't actually have that census today, Robin. This is, of course, just the day after. The third and fourth place parties, the Bloc Québécois, which is a sovereigntist party in the province of Quebec, and the New Democratic Party, which is a left-leaning, more social democratic party, they have shown support for many of Trudeau's policies that he identified in the clip you played, reducing greenhouse gas emissions, creating more affordable housing across the country, quality child care spaces, improving the lives of seniors. So Justin Trudeau, you know, can only probably afford to force an election in his own hand the once. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking that the other opposition parties, because of the cost of running a campaign, will be prepared to work with him. The only question we have now is what kind of price will they demand in return for that support?
In less than a minute. Anything else we should know?
Yeah, watch for some of the, when Parliament comes back, watch for some of these issues that Canada might be foreign to a U.S. audience, but for example, a universal drug care program. That's a big thing for the New Democrats. Mm-hmm. Le Québécois would like more money for health care with no strings attached, so the province of Quebec can invest it where it wants. Those are the kinds of things that will be a flashpoint, I think, as we look ahead to this Parliament.
And Chris Hall, gee, we never have problems with our elections. I don't know why you guys are struggling so. He hosts the weekly political show, The House, on CBC Radio 1. Chris, thank you.
You're welcome.